Church of Our Lady of the Assumption and Altarpiece by Luis de Morales. Built between the last quarter of the 15th century and the first quarter of the 16th century, the Church of Our Lady of the Assumption, together with its high altarpiece, was declared a National Historic and Artistic Monument on August 20, 1981. The architect was Miguel de Villarroel, and Rodrigo Alonso was the builder. The church is a masterpiece of the late Gothic period, with a single nave made of star-shaped Tircian vaults, with the sacristy and the chapel of San Andres standing out. The main doorway is decorated in Manuelin style, and of the two lateral doorways, the one of the sun that perhaps belonged to the previous church is the oldest, while the north doorway with its pointed arch and its beautiful archivolts is better conserved. The sacristy is the work of Andres and Rodrigo Alonso under the direction of the architects Luis and Hernando Moreno. It is a fine example of the Renaissance. The construction of the altarpiece began in 1548 by the assembler and carver from Plasencia, Alonso Hipólito, who made the architecture and sculpture of the 28 walnut carvings, while the painter and decorator, Pedro de Aguirre, also from Plasencia, gave it a polychrome finishing in 1560 to 1563. All the beauty and ornamental richness that Aguirre gave to the altarpiece disappeared in 1732 when it was gilded again by Francisco González Centeno. It consists of 20 paintings on boards made by Luis de Morales el Divino between 1560 and 1563, when the distinguished artist established his residence and workshop in Arroyo de la Luz. Considered his masterpiece, it is the largest collection of works that were preserved in the same place where they were created, and has become a jewel of Renaissance art in Extremadura.